This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 13th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is quite sunny, with pleasant temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler but still nice for outdoor activities. Tonight, expect a warm evening across most regions. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, Trump says Iran wants a deal but vows no nuclear weapons agreement. Also, the IDF reports having eliminated a terrorist linked to the building collapse disaster where 21 soldiers perished. This update comes from Walla just minutes ago. Also this hour, the South Korean president's comparison of IDF actions to the Holocaust has drawn strong condemnation from Israel, according to JTA. Separately, a Hezbollah rocket barrage injured at least one woman in Nahariya earlier today, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. And finally, a previous report from JNS reveals the IDF struck in Gaza, killing Hamas hostage takers. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613 suggests the US could return to the negotiating table, writing just minutes ago. Journalist Noga Tarnopolsky noted earlier today that many Israelis feel unresolved about the conflict with Iran, citing ongoing threats. Robert C. O'Brien, a former national security advisor, commented earlier today on Trump's negotiation skills, praising his approach. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Ynet's report, former President Trump claims Iran has shown interest in negotiating. However, he insists the United States will not allow any nuclear agreements that favor Tehran. This could impact ongoing diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to Walla's recent update, the IDF, with guidance from the Southern Command and Shin Bet, targeted and eliminated a Hamas terrorist involved in a past building collapse. This operation aims to bring justice to the families of the fallen soldiers. Meanwhile, JTA reports that South Korean President Lee Jae-myung's remarks likening IDF actions to the Holocaust have sparked strong Israeli backlash. The foreign ministry has demanded an apology, highlighting tensions in international relations. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post confirms that a Hezbollah rocket attack injured a woman in Nahariya earlier today. Six rockets were intercepted, but one struck a residence. This event underscores the ongoing security challenges faced by civilians in the region. Finally, from earlier reporting by JNS, the IDF conducted a strike in Gaza, eliminating Hamas operatives responsible for taking hostages last October. This action reflects Israel's commitment to counter-terrorism efforts and ensuring regional safety. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports tensions have led to a 1.5% decline in the Tel Aviv stock market. The market reacts to failed talks and rising concerns over the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Globes notes a ceasefire has lifted semiconductor stocks. Analysts express optimism, seeing current valuations as undervalued compared to market realities. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Bezeq shareholders have re-elected Toma Rabin as chairman after a significant stock rally. The decision stabilizes leadership at one of Israel's key telecommunications companies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.